Busey Wealth Management, we're proud to partner with individuals, families, and foundations, ensuring possibilities become achievements. From preserving and enhancing your assets to securing your legacy for future generations, we're focused on your success. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth, since 1868, member FDIC.
Nigel Show. My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is right over there with two very lovely special guests on the drivehubler.com hotline.
There's Mock, there's Daisy. They are the chicks on the right. Chicksontheright.com.
Hello.
Ladies, we got a lot of stuff to get to, so let's start with Arrest Watch. Mock, we'll start with you. The grand jury back in action today. Donald Trump, a little bit over a week ago, said that he was going to be arrested. Well, that timeline has kind of gone and passed. Even if Donald Trump gets indicted, let's just say the stars align and Fat Alvin gets his wish and Donald Trump is indicted, Mock, what happens to his presidential hopes?
Absolutely nothing changes except that more people will rally around him, at least in the short term. And, you know, we talked about this on our own podcast, I think last week, the fact that Donald Trump, there's nothing stopping him from running for president, even if he is convicted and sitting in prison while he does it.
Isn't that wild, though?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy to say that, the GOP frontrunner is in prison right now, but once he gets out, that's when the Republicans can really take back the White House?
Listen, if the Tiger King can run from prison, Donald Trump can run from prison.
That's right.
Hey, is there any part of the Democratic Party that you think wants Donald Trump to run for president because they think he will lose to Joe Biden?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. All of them. Absolutely. I'm sure that if they're not hoping for that, they should be hoping for that.
Yeah. So the other name that's involved in this whole situation indirectly is Ron DeSantis. Now, Ron hasn't done anything wrong, but as the other alpha male in the Republican Party, his name gets brought up a lot. So, ladies, where are we at with Ron DeSantis right now? Because all these poll numbers come out, and again, poll numbers don't mean crap right now, but they say that because of what's happening in New York, Donald Trump is gaining popularity. So if you're Ron DeSantis, and Amy Jo will come to you, what do you do here? Do you wait it out? Do you make any statements? What's the play?
Well, I actually saw a poll today. I honestly don't know which poll it was because I hate polls personally. But I saw another poll today. I was going to send it to Mock because Mock likes DeSantis, and I was going to make her smile and be all gleeful. But but it was a poll that said that DeSantis was gaining ground, like by a couple points. And I don't know if it has anything to do with all this stuff, but I just feel like polls go up and down, right? So I don't know. I feel like the back and forth, the infighting already, it makes a lot of people are finding that to be distasteful from Trump. But then again, that's just how Trump operates, right? I mean, he's already like slinging mud at DeSantis when DeSantis hasn't even said that he's going to run yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it'd be really hilarious if DeSantis was like, I'm not going to run. I'm just not going to run at all.
Well, Mock, all right, so I'll go to Mock here because, she's Ron DeSantis super fan. How do you think he's doing right now? I mean, he's running some sort of shadow campaign.
It's a book tour, Nigel.
It's a book tour. I think there might be some sort of issue with him running for president while still being the governor of Florida. They got to get that worked out. How do you think, he was on Piers Morgan. I really didn't understand the Piers Morgan interview or why he chose that platform. But how do you think he's doing right now and with this quote-unquote shadow campaign?
Well, I mean, if that's what it is, I don't know that I can score him on it necessarily. I did actually see the polls that Daisy was just referring to, and the problem with them, although it is great, so he apparently is beating Trump in early polling in Iowa when they're head-to-head. The problem is that they're not going to be head-to-head. So he is tied with everyone else that's running when you put all the other potential candidates in the mix, and that's the problem, right? So So the more people get in, the more solidly Trump will have the GOP nomination. If it were only him and DeSantis, I do think DeSantis could beat him. I really do.
Do we put too much stock into Iowa? Because it feels like when you look at the results of Iowa over the last, you know, 5-6 election years, the winner of Iowa isn't always the nominee. Do we get, you know, too excited about polling in Iowa?
Probably. Yeah, we probably do that. Yeah. I think we just get too excited at this point in the game, period. I mean, like, we've been just the pulse that we get from a lot of our listeners in general, just like right now, this early on. I think that people are getting so excited about what's happening right. I mean, like, there are probably 5 or 6 or 10 more people that haven't thrown their hat in the ring, unfortunately, because it's getting the pool of candidates. I mean, like, the crap storm has just begun, y'all. Like, we are in for a huge bumpy ride. Like, it is just started. And so I think a lot of people are throwing speculation out there as to, like, what's going to happen. And Mock is right. I mean, but DeSantis is up against, he's up against a lot more people than just Trump. Trump is up against a lot more people than just DeSantis. Chris Christie's thinking about getting in. I mean, there's so many people that we have yet to talk about that they're going to throw their hat into the ring.
Mock is here. Daisy is here. They are the chicks on the right. Ladies, you have a massive social media following. It's kind of how your empire functions here. So I'm curious as to your thoughts on what you're seeing with TikTok and the hearings that took place in Washington last week. Mock, we'll come to you first.
Well, the hearing was interesting in that the CEO of TikTok apparently did not particularly do well with the committee. So they were expecting him to sort of regain or somehow gain their trust about the safety of the platform. And it doesn't sound like he won anyone over, regardless of whether they were Democrats or Republicans. But there are a few Democrats who are trying very, very hard to pin this on Republicans as them being, having a lack of swag and being like the ban happy side of the aisle, even though this is bipartisan. So I do think that the committee is going to go forward with attempting to ban TikTok. The question is, will Joe Biden sign off on that, knowing that it might put him at odds with the younger voters that he desperately needs to hang on to? I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I feel like the Democrats and, you know, like the AOCs of the world who went on TikTok over the weekend to say, it just doesn't feel right banning TikTok. leave it up to AOC. I mean, so they know how to reach their younger base with this type of social media. Meanwhile, I'm not so much concerned with, I feel like when you sign up with any of these services, there's a lot of data aggregation and data harvesting, and you give up a certain amount of privacy. It's just that TikTok is kind of a sewer sometimes. It's addicting. It's frying our kids' brains on some level.
I think all of them do that. Yes, I mean, I'm not defending TikTok. I think TikTok is probably the worst of it. Plus, it is run by the CCP. I think we all kind of know that.
It's Chinese mind control, for sure.
Right. And but the Democrats are, they're using this. They're going to use this as an election, as a campaign tool, because they know that they reach a lot of 18 to 22-year-olds. They've done this forever. I mean, Mock and I used to talk about this when Obama was running. The Democrats are genius. They're very, very good at reaching that demo, the 18 to 22-year-olds. They know that TikTok is a good tool to do that. And so they're going to be like, oh my gosh, 18 to 22-year-olds, those stodgy Republicans are trying to take your TikTok away. And they know that they can do that in this election cycle. They can do it.
So, Daisy, in its current form here, being ran, operated, owned by the Chinese Communist Party, should TikTok be banned in the United States?
I don't like it. I get a little bejiggity, though, about the banning thing. I mean, I personally don't let my kids use it. I don't use it myself. I take it as I don't really use it, and I don't let my kid ever touch it because I don't want my kid anywhere near it. And so I get a little bit weirded out when I see parents who are like, oh, my kid you know, is addicted to it, or my kid does this, or my kid does. It's like, well, then don't let your kid freaking use it. You know, this, I get a little, you know what I mean? I feel like parents can take responsibility, sure, and adults can take with children, and they can keep their kids from using it. However, I will say that kids can still get access to TikTok videos on YouTube and other platforms, because it all sort of, they all are very incestuous with one another. On, you know, they all sort of intermingle on different platforms. So do I think it should be banned? From government and from corporations? And say, yeah, I mean, they're taking your information and they're using it for themselves, and they're farming that info. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's good for the United States. I mean, they're definitely using it for stuff.
And it's so funny, Mark, how China only lets their citizens use TikTok for like 45 minutes a day, and they all pump the smart stuff into, you know, science, technology.
It's their space program success.
Right, exactly. Right. And we're watching fart videos over here.
Yeah, I mean, the algorithm is totally different for China than it is for us. So why is that? Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about
it's absolutely by design, of course. Yeah. And so, but I do think there, you know, I have heard about another option, because I'm like Daisy, I get a little bit ugged out when the government wants to ban things. I understand the need in this case, but if there is a second option, and I think there is, which is to only allow it if ByteDance divests itself from it. If there is no more influence from the CCP, then I think that that's another potential option, which would allow the platform to exist and it just wouldn't fall under the Chinese government. Now, if that can happen, I don't know. So they may be forced to just go ahead with the ban.
Your thoughts on the report from Reuters that says Joe Biden is frustrated with Kamala Harris because, now I'm paraphrasing, she's an idiot. Now, imagine...
You were paraphrasing there.
Imagine Joe Biden thinking somebody is an idiot. Daisy, we'll start with you.
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you hire somebody based entirely on DEI, right? I mean, when it's like, this is all identity politics, and you hire somebody based on that exclusively, you get what you get, and you shouldn't throw a fit. But
he's throwing a fit today.
Mock.
Hey, Mock.
I was going to say that the best acronym for what Daisy just said is FAFO. I mean, you F around and you find out. This is what happens, right?
You know, the other thing, I mean, there's a flip side of that coin. I mean, you have to think of the trajectory of Kamala Harris's career. Top cop in California, one of the most, then, you know, becoming one of the most 100 powerful people as a senator in California. And now, you know, she accused her opponent, Joe Biden, in Democratic primary of racism. You know, she's saying she believed his accuser, and now she sold out and is working for the guy. I don't really think she has an interest in trying too hard at anything. She is incompetent, but she's like, wait, I think she's kind of bitter. She called this guy a racist, and now she's working for him.
She just wants to be, like, studying space and school buses. That's all she cares about.
Who's the dumb one in that relationship? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Who is the dumb one in that relationship? Who is it?
Oh, my God. I don't know. How can you pick? How can you, like, who? I don't even know. It's like, I have no idea how you pick who's dumber. I don't know.
Hey, one more thing before we let you guys go, Chicks on the Right, here on the Hammer and Nigel show. Let's circle back around to Trump and what we were saying in the previous segment about the Democrats want Trump to run because they think that Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. You know who else wants Trump to run? The media. CNN. Their ratings are cratering. Four more years of Trump, and that's their only hope. Would you agree?
Ooh, yeah. And they're still obsessed with them. I mean, these people still have TDS, like massive TDS. Like, you look at the Morning Joes and people like that, and they just said, I thought for sure after he got out of office that it would subside. Like, they all would sort of recover from that TDS syndrome, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome. And they didn't. They never recovered. It's really sad. But they salivate over that guy. And they want it back. It's like they yearn for it. As much as they hate him, they want that back so they can hate on him some more.
Mock Daisy, the chicks on the right, follow them on social media, click on their articles, click their brains out, chicksontheright.com. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.